Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Love Live Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. I'm your host tonight, Elfrida Love, and tonight we have a very special guest. But first, let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, Lord. We thank you for just blessing us to wake up this morning and starting us on our way. We're asking, would you bless Miss Valerie as she comes on the ministry to be able to share the gifts that the Lord has given her, and would something be said or done that would edify and uplift your holy name, Lord. We thank you for each connection. We thank you for the joy of the listeners and the people. And we ask that you help us to shed light on all of the gifts that you're giving to individuals from around the world. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And today I would like to read Psalm 136, 1 through 5. And it reads, "Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of gods, his love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord of lords, his love endures forever. To him who alone does great wonders, his love endures forever. Who by his understanding made the heavens, his love endures forever." I have read to you Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 5. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, doers, and the seekers of his holy word. And now, without further ado, I would like to introduce our guest today. Her name is Miss Valerie Woodard. She is a psalmist, a singer, songwriter, and actor. She has completed a CD project entitled Relationship, which was released on Whole Armor Recordings, owned by her husband and manager, Mr. Vincent D. Woodard. She has shared the stage with many individuals, such as the Kurt Carr Singers, Ben Tankard, Dwayne Woods, and others. She has played numerous acting roles with individuals such as Keisha, Mother Phyllis Whitley's friend, and many other actresses she has shared the stage with. Some of her awards and accomplishments are such as Divine Showcase Guest Artist, Apollo Theater, American Music Guild, and many, many other awards. I would like to introduce the song and present to others Miss Valerie Woodard. Miss Woodard, are you on the line?
I'm on the line. Good evening. How are you?
Good. Thank you. All right. Today I'm going to ask you a few questions that has to do with your singing and acting. Is that okay?
That's fine.
All right. Can you tell listeners a little bit about your singing and acting career?
Well, I started singing and probably acting around, I guess, between the ages of 11 and 13 in a community where I lived in Hampton, Virginia. I started with a pageant where I had to choose a talent to do, and because I didn't know what else to do, I chose a song that I sang at school in my sixth grade chorus, and that pretty much started my singing. I didn't really know that I could sing. I just knew that I loved music and I liked to. And the acting followed soon after. The entrance into that pageant turned into joining a theatrical group called People in Harmony, where we wrote skits and did plays about community awareness and peer pressure, teen issues, that type of thing. So, yeah, it's been some time ago.
Wow, it's impressive. Okay. Now, going back to your music career, how are you able to write music for others where they can feel and identify with the song?
Well, I just have, I guess I can't describe it any other way than just a gift of writing. And, you know, I love to share the emotion that comes with writing about Christ, about God, about the scriptures. about love, about, you know, just all the things that we have experienced. And, you know, it sounds kind of strange, but I guess sometimes when you go through things, you're equipped to share those things.
Right.
You know, you're equipped to share about love and joy and pain and loss and trials and different things. And music is an outlet for me. Writing is an outlet. It always has been. So it just kind of comes naturally, I guess.
Oh, that's good. Okay. Excellent. Now, you indicated that you had a publishing company called Psalm Tree Publishing. Can you tell the listeners the mission of the company and a little bit about it?
Basically, Psalm Tree was started several years ago, and I began writing for myself, and sometimes I would just write songs that were not necessarily, I guess, for me. They would just come to me, but it wouldn't seem like it was mm-hmm. something that I would sing or perform. And so my husband and myself, in developing the first project relationship, we also decided to go on and just form the Psalm Tree Publishing so that I could share those songs with other people, you know, as well, other artists, theater, choirs, whoever might be interested in doing that. So it's just an extension of who we are.
All right. Great. Now, you have released your first CD project, as you were saying, a while ago, entitled Relationship. What was the motivation behind that project, and what do you aspire to do with that project in the future?
Well, I hope to do just what you said, is to motivate others and to inspire others to develop a relationship with Christ if they don't have one, or to reevaluate and to deepen the relationship that they have with Him, because my experience has been that you know, we can do nothing in and of ourselves, and that our life
right.
ends and begins with Christ. So it is about that relationship, that journey from, you know, from the time we're born into the time that we leave here. Everything really revolves around Him, because He is the center of our being. So
that's
I admonish
exactly
people
right.
to listen and to just be encouraged that no matter what kind of, you know, state you might be in, whether you're, you know, you're on the mountaintop or if you're in the valley, God is always with us, and drawing closer to Him will always bring you out.
That's exactly right. That's great encouraging words. Thank you for that. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
The next question is, now, you obviously love music. What would you say would be your short-term project goals? As far as music is concerned or acting?
Well, I would love to incorporate at some point in the, I guess, near future, a project that would involve music and acting or skits or dialogue of some type, because I find that it's more rewarding for me to not just stand and perform in front of people, but I really want to share and in some way have them also share and identify with the music and with the experiences that we have. So I'd love to do something where I could incorporate the music and the acting together, as well as tour and do conferences and, you know, different things like that that do more than just entertain, but also educate and motivate and touch people in an intimate way.
I like that. I like what you said about being more personable with that, rather
mm-hmm.
than just being on stage, but actually connecting and touching the people. That's excellent.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Now, can you tell me a little bit as far as give me just a second here, my computer. Okay. When you're on stage acting, what character do you portray the most? What are your characteristics on stage as an actress?
Well, acting is something I've recently gotten into. I did it as a child, probably up until about 18, and then several years back, I believe 99 was when I started
mm-hmm.
going back into it. And it really depends. You know, I kind of pick up these independent roles. We did something several years ago where I portrayed, I believe it was 2009, Ludie Bell, Dorothy Mae Jenkins, who was a character from the well-known Broadway stage play called Pearlie, which was done by Ruby Dee and Ossie Davis several years ago. And I really loved that part because I was able to sing and to act and do a little bit of choreography also, if you could call it that. But I've done something as, I guess, entertaining as that, and then I've also done something on the other end of the spectrum that's historical with playing a part in a play that was called Afric's Muse, which is about the life of Phyllis Wheatley, which, of course, was set back in, you know, the days of slavery. And so that was a more serious, intense type of role. And then also social issues. It kind of, you know, the spectrum is broad, and I really like all of it. But right. Music is always the first choice.
That's right. Okay, great. Now, tell us a little bit about your most memorable award and what else you would like to accomplish with music or acting, because you've received a lot of awards. So what is your most memorable?
I don't really know if I would have a most memorable award. I think probably at this stage I would say maybe the Hampton Redevelopment and Housing Authority, the HRHA, award that I received. It came from the community that I grew up in Hampton, Virginia. And that was where I got my start with singing and acting and dancing and all of that. So to have, you know, come this far in my life and to have had those things continue, but in the way of, you know, gospel and Christianity, is a great thing, and to be recognized for doing that. After so many years, I had an opportunity to go back into the community even this year and share with some people there where I came from, because where I lived at the time was considered what we called back then low-income housing, which is, I guess, just a nice name for the project. But,
right. Yeah.
You know, people don't expect much to come out of situations like that. So I'm very proud of, godly proud of the fact that, you know, something good did come out of that situation, and that it, you know, it still thrives. So I guess that would be the one.
Wow, and I'm listening to you, and I just have to say it. I'm going to commend God first, but I have to commend you, because what you're saying is that you invest a lot in the people. You almost remind me of a missionary or someone who really looks out for their community, and I think it's very commendable that you would say your most memorable award deals with helping other people. I think that is just awesome, actually.
Well, thank you.
Okay. Now, who would you say has been the most influential person in your career?
Wow. That is interesting. I can take the easy route and say first and foremost, God, because
yes.
Without him, not what I do would be possible. It is the purpose and the center of what I do. As far as a tangible person, I would say probably the music of Fred Hammond. And I say that because I didn't grow up in church, and the way that I developed my relationship with Christ was through music, and a friend of mine in my teens introduced me to gospel music and, you know, the likes of Fred Hammond and the Winans and Commission and Daryl Coley and Vicki Winans and just all of that. But I found a lot of meat in the music of Fred Hammond and Commission. I found a lot of things that led me to the Word, that talked about things that were in the Word. And so that's someone that I've always kind of stuck with and followed musically throughout the years. So, yeah.
Well, that's good. You're following after some great people. And speaking of music, I would like to play one of your songs, which is entitled Mighty God. Is that okay?
Okay. Wonderful.
All right. Okay, so here we go. This is Mighty God by Miss Valerie Woodard. Mighty God by Miss Valerie Woodard. Miss Woodard, as I was listening to your particular song, Mighty God, and I was reminiscing or going back over all the things, the answers that you gave for each of these questions, there are some things that I wrote down that really describes your ministry, which is very commendable. First of all, as I said before, it's based on God, and God is the center of everything you do. Second of all, you have a good relationship with the people, not only when you present on stage, but also when you are creating your music, because at one point you were speaking to God, and at the other point you was letting your listeners know that he is a mighty God. You was magnifying the Lord, and that's what we need. And then finally, when we look at service, remember what you said, your most memorable award, as I said before, was your service award, in other words, and that's from God, but it's also to the people, a service to the people, which represents that your ministry saves souls and you also reverence God. So your ministry is on fire and is powerful, and I'm just like, really, I don't know, as I said before, I'm just really in awe with this, and I intend on listening to more of your music and, you know, following your ministry and things like that.
Wow, thank you so much for that, Alfreda. I'm just humbled by that, and it just really makes my day because, not because of anything that I've done, but just because that's what I want. That's my desire, is to see the people of God just be, you know, embracing him, to be embraced by him, and to that their lives be enriched by him. The music is meant to motivate, it's meant to encourage, it's meant to uplift, it's meant to be a witness to. My desire, my strongest, deepest desire is to just continue to be a conduit for him, to be a tool, a messenger for Christ, because this world does everything to tell us that he doesn't exist, and what we do know of him, if he exists, only existed, you know, over 2,000 years ago, and that nothing is like that anymore, and that you don't need to live holy and you don't need to be saved, and that everything that we see on television and everything that we hear is okay, and everything that's being done is just the way things are. But there is a way that we are supposed to live our lives as Christ-like people, and we're getting so far away from that. So I have to do what I do. And to hear that it affects, you know, that the message comes across, that just absolutely makes my day. So thank you for that.
Well, thank you. And I wanted to know, is there anything else you would like to share concerning your ministry or something to tell the people before we almost wrap up the interview?
Oh, yes, absolutely. In order to do what I do, we obviously need the support of listeners, you know, to just spread the word. You can read about me, about the music. You can get in contact with us. You can see pictures and things from our travels. You can learn about Psalm Tree Music. You can do all those things by simply going to ValerieWoodard.com, and that is Valerie, spelled ValerieWoodard.com. You can download the music, the single, on iTunes, Google Play, Amazon, MP3, CD Baby. You can listen to it on Spotify. You can get it on the website, ValerieWoodard.com. And also you can see the video that goes along with Mighty God also on ValerieWoodard.com. If you would do me the favor of just following me on Twitter, Facebook, I have a fan page and a music club. When people, you know, are interviewing me or looking at me for a radio or a TV spot, sometimes they want to see who's listening. So if you like what you heard, go on and make a comment. Also join our mailing list at ValerieWoodard.com, and that will help you to keep up with us. And also, of course, if you wanted to get in contact with us for booking, the number that you can do that at is 252-292-6928. I have several dates coming up, so you can go to the website and check those out and see if maybe I'll be in a city near you. And most importantly, I solicit your prayers for God's will to continue, and that he would, you know, always continue to make a way for us to continue doing this work, which is my heart's desire.
Wow. Thank you so much, Ms. Valerie Woodard, and I would also like to thank your husband, Mr. Vincent Woodard, who is also your manager, for allowing us to be able to interview, and I pray that God will bless your family and your ministry, and I pray that we stay in contact.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me on.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, that was Miss Valerie Woodard. And as she said before, if you just go to her website, MissValerieWoodard.com, you can connect with her and all of her great ministry that she has going on because, as you heard, the music is excellent and she has a great ministry. Her ministry is very powerful, and as I told her on the interview, her music is centered around God. God is the center of it, and the people who are the listeners and the people who are in the ministry or out of the ministry or just regular people listening, they can actually feel, I want to say the presence of God, but they can, it's like she's speaking to God, but she's also telling the people he is a mighty God. She knows that for a fact. So once again, she has a powerful ministry going on, and so please Facebook her. Follow her. She says she's also on Twitter, so please look at that. And I will also have a copy of this particular interview available as soon as we finish our announcements and conclude the Love Lift Jesus ministry. So without further ado, I would like to say be sure to continue to encourage your family and friends to log on to blogtalkradio.com/freetolove. That's blogtalkradio.com/FREDALOVE. Gospel artists, promoters, publicists, writers, actors, actress, anyone positive in the community, please Facebook AlfredaLove at ALFREDALOVE or FREDALOVE, or you can email me at EMONYA_love@yahoo.com. I would love, love, love to have you on the Love Lift Jesus ministry. In addition to that, Spiritual Guide on the Go is online at Barnes & Noble's. bookwhirl.com, that's BOOKWHIRL.com. Also, this book can be found on Amazon.com and AmazonUK.com. It's a spiritual guide on the go, and the purpose of the spiritual guide is to increase awareness of how God expects us to walk, as well as identifying the principles involved in our faith walk. It's a 40-page guide. Please pick up your guide today. In addition to that, make sure you're praying for 155 individuals. If you have to pray for all your family members, put them all on one line and pray for them one by one, and do not forget to pray for yourselves. Be sure to mark August the 24th, the year 2014, at 3:30 p.m. The Great Ebenezer Baptist Church in Waco, Texas, will have our homecoming and church anniversary, where the Reverend Dr. Kerry Berkeley is our pastor. Our special guest will be the Reverend Melvin Petty from the Greater Mount Olive Baptist Church on Turner Street. He is also the moderator. We are looking for members, former members. We are also looking for the community to come out and support this momentous occasion. Once again, that date is August the 24th. If you would come to my Facebook page under ALFREDALOVE, you will see many things going on. There are many dates going on. For instance, October 4th, Miss Angela Robinson, if you remember her, she is an actress for Mr. Tyler Perry on the Haves and Have-Nots. She's going to have an event that we're going to attend on October the 4th, and we're going to promote that event heavily. It will be in Dallas, Texas on October 4th. In addition to that, there is an event, and I'm going backwards, September 27th, and you will receive more information as some different individuals from California will come on the Love Lift Jesus ministry and speak about the entertainment business and what they have going on as far as workshops. In addition to that, we will also have actors and actresses from the new Aaliyah movie coming on the Love Lift Jesus ministry. We will have many pastors and community leaders and ordinary people like myself coming on the Love Lift Jesus ministry. So there are a plethora of individuals who are coming on the Love Lift Jesus ministry to uplift, empower, and to make sure that we're taking care of our youth. On tomorrow, be sure to join me as we have a special segment, an exclusive segment with Love, where I will speak about different things that is going on in the world concerning our youth. And so if you look at my Facebook page, you will see the advertisement on tomorrow. We will have that. I will give you a specific time. In addition to that, please make sure that you are supporting the gospel industry. Make sure that you're also promoting faith-based movies. I am actually in the process of writing a book and, in my mind, a blockbuster hit movie entitled Can You Hear Me? And I will tell you the details and I will tell you what's it about, but continue to promote faith-based movies. And in addition to that, continue to just check out the Love Lift Jesus ministry, as we've had In the past, football players, NFL football players, we've had college players come on. We've also had motivational speakers. I'm bringing back a couple of speakers who are coming back who speaks about leadership. I have some members of the entertainment industry who are working with me as far as, you know, the ministry is concerned. Also, if you heard the introduction, that was by one of the gospel artists, Miss Karen Showell. She's actually on tour right now, but she creates music, and she also is an artist. She's an artist as in she sings, and she's an artist as in she draws. So all of these individuals who come on the ministry are ordained by God. Their ministries are on fire. We bring you nothing but the best in gospel music. We bring you nothing but the best in the entertainment world, and we really want you to stay in touch. Many individuals are on my personal page and also on the page of I Got to Have Faith. If you go on either one of those pages, I Got to Have Faith, be sure to follow me on that page because you will have a lot of information. Remember that we still have our youth project in which I am casting a youth to discuss things that are going on in the community. As you do know, there are a lot of things going on in the community that needs to be addressed, but I also want to hear the voices of our children. I want you to pray for all of our college students and our students who are going back to school. Parents, if you have students who are going back to school, make sure that you're putting them to bed on time, not allowing them to stay up to 3 and 4 o'clock, because by the time they make it to us at the school, they're going to be angry and upset, and they're going to want to sleep in class. So be sure you're putting the babies to bed on time, and if they're in high school, they still need to go to bed at a decent time and be in the house. In addition to that, make sure that you understand the different agencies around who are able to help our students receive school supplies. You can call to the prospective schools, and you can get that information from the school system. Also remember that registration is going on at some districts, so be sure to call your school district and see when registration is going on. You want to make sure that all students are registered before the first day of school, because this helps the students start the school on time. They won't get behind, and also it helps you to be able to go off to work or wherever you need to go instead of standing in a long line with a lot of people. In addition to that, continue to pray for everyone. We're still praying for the Tanner family. We're praying for the gentleman who was shot, Mr. Michael. We're praying for in Los Angeles last week where another teenager was shot. We're just praying for everyone, and I want you to be very cognizant tomorrow. Tomorrow is not going to be a popular topic when we talk about the youth, because I'm going to tell the truth and nothing but the truth, so help me God. And we're going to go through this through Scripture and the revelation of God. It's nothing that has been made up. It's nothing that I've come up with. Prayed about this, and the Lord has given me a revelation. But the main thing that we need to understand before we even get to the topic tomorrow is that we need to train up our children in a way that the Lord would have us train them up. I know it sounds churchy. I know a lot of people may say, well, we don't have time to do that, but we need to make time, because what happens is as children get older, right, then things begin to happen, and sometimes it's too late to begin training when we should have trained them when they're younger. And the Lord just gave me this. When the Lord says, though I walk in the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. And there's dangers seen and unseen. And so when we begin to train up our child and we begin to add our children and we ask the Lord to guide their footsteps, they will miss those footsteps that's in the valley of the shadow of death, and they will walk in a straight path. That's what the Lord is saying. But so many of us are neglecting, and I don't want to get into our message, so many of us are neglecting to do that. And so what happens is our children's feet walk into the valley of the shadow of death. And when it says, I fear no evil, that spirit of contentment, that spirit of the evil one gets in our children's spirit, and they have the right to fight or flight. Everyone is afforded that right. And so what they do is they try to get away. They try to disassociate themselves from the situation. And then, of course, the people who are after them, the law enforcement, the individuals, they also need help in problem solving, and they need help in speaking to these people. But at the same time, ladies and gentlemen, we need to teach our children, especially our young men, do not run from problems. You stand there, and if you did something, you own up to it. If you didn't do it, say you didn't do it. But when you run, you look guilty. But that still gives no one the right to lose their lives for acting in accordance, which means getting away. But it's not good to run from problems. You need to stand there and say, yes, I did it, or no, I didn't do it. If you did it, you know there's a consequence. That's teaching your child right from wrong. If you didn't do it, then say, I didn't do it. But the main thing that we're going to really focus on tomorrow, and I'm going to give you a heads up, I'm not going to give you all of it because it's going to spoil the thunder, is the Bible, training up a child in the way they should go, and also speaking about the enforcement of the laws. We need police officers, but we also need them to think rationally. We need them to be problem solvers. We need for them to think before they react, because not only when this happens are they hurting the community, but they're also hurting themselves because some of these people are getting fired. So that takes bread off the table. So there is a problem. There is an issue going on with our youth, especially, and I'm going to be honest, it's African-American males. There's an issue going on that we have to address. We have to address this, and it goes with the Bible, okay, speaking from the Bible, and it also goes with the police force having an understanding of being able to problem solve. But the main focus is we need to teach our young people how to accept responsibility and how to use their words when they say, you know what, I didn't do it. When we think about Dr. Martin Luther King, when we think about the Hebrew boys who was in the fiery furnace, right? Those individuals, as I said before, went into the fiery furnace innocently. But God went in with them. He rescued them. Martin Luther King went in jail innocently. He was doing what he's supposed to do. And the Lord rescued him. I'm sure his father, Dr. Martin Luther King's father, the late Dr. Martin Luther King's father, prayed over his son so that when he got into those valley moments, ladies and gentlemen, this is what the Lord is speaking, and I have to say it. When he got into those valley moments, he was able to get out because the Lord protected him. We send our children to a war zone, which is the world. The world is evil without any protection. And we're not talking about guns. We're not talking about knives. We're not talking about cursing out people. We're talking about being covered by the blood of God and praying before our kids go out. Yeah, 18-year-old is still a child. If you start with them when they're young, begin to pray that their feet will walk, wherever they walk, that they will walk in peace. I guarantee you a lot of this stuff will be alleviated if we would begin to train our task force. I used to be in the military, and just because I was in the military and carried an M16 doesn't mean that you just go around just shooting wherever you can shoot, shooting up in the air, or shooting at a squirrel if you see a squirrel. There has to be some type of discipline. And that's what we need in the police force is discipline. We need individuals who can problem solve on the police force. Then we need individuals who are trained and who basically do not run from their problems but remain there as far as our youth are concerned. But that training comes from the parent, right? So that's what we're going to talk about tomorrow. It's not going to be a blame game. It's not going to be, well, if this would happen, because our days are numbered. But it will be the truth and nothing but the truth, so help me God, because we need to know the truth about things. We have to know. The truth is very important, okay? So I wanted to share that with you, and as I said before, tonight has been a great night. We had Ms. Valerie Woodard, and also I gave you a little synopsis on what we're going to speak about tomorrow. And also, I kind of gave you a sneak preview of some of the guests who are coming on the Love of Jesus Ministry. So without further ado, I would like to say, if someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love lifted you up because God is love. Till next time, which is tomorrow, be sure to take care of yourselves and each other. Goodbye, everybody.